Thanks, Damien, and good afternoon. A candlelight vigil tomorrow for a Mendocino County Sheriff's officer killed in the line of duty. The vigil Tuesday night is to honor slain Deputy Ricky Del Fiorentino, who was shot and killed north of Fort Bragg last week. The candlelight vigil will be held in Fort Bragg, and it'll be followed by a memorial service on Wednesday morning. That memorial service will include a procession of vehicles that begins in Ukiah and then travels 60 miles to the memorial site in Fort Bragg. Sheriff's deputies responded to the country club in Eureka early Friday morning after receiving a report that a severely injured woman was on the premises. Deputies, along with medical personnel, contacted the 32-year-old woman who was suffering from several deep cuts to her hands, injuries to her face, and possibly a broken arm. The woman said she'd been assaulted by her husband, 32-year-old Tori Williams, who had attacked her at their residence on Stanford Circle. The victim said that she and Williams had been separated due to his violence and that she and a friend had stopped by the house to speak with him. Williams then allegedly attacked the woman with his fists and then with a machete, causing the deep cuts, until she was able to escape outside and get into a friend's car to escape. She reports Williams then attacked the car as they were leaving. Deputies contacted Williams at the residence and he was arrested and booked on several charges, including kidnapping, domestic violence, and assault with a deadly weapon. The community is rallying around a Humboldt County deputy fighting for his life. Corporal Richard Schlesinger is suffering from brain cancer, and the community has been donating money to help the family. Officer George Cavinta, who has been Schlesinger's boss, said that Schlesinger is an exemplary officer. He gave up being a detective, a lifetime position, to be on the street again.
After 11 years, he decided there was more to law enforcement than that, and he wanted to go out and deal with community problems rather than just the nitty-gritty. He'd seen the worst of the worst of the homicide investigations that he handled, and he wanted to go back out and get back to the street.
Now friends and supporters of the deputy are organizing a dinner and auction to benefit him. It's at the Bear River Casino April 6th, Sunday. George Cavinta said community response to Schlesinger has been overwhelming.
Well, I mean, it's an unbelievable outpouring of support, only because, you know, the fact that, you know, just by the mere, the photo alone shows a young man raising a family, but also the fact that, you know, he's well known in the community. So I've got people calling to support this event that, like I said, hide back the tears while they try to offer anything that they can to support this event.
If you'd like tickets to the fundraiser for Richard Schlesinger, call George Cavinta at 599-6032. You're listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Odds are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job. It's great to have local businesses willing and able to hire local kids. So the next time you go shopping, please invest in your own family's future. Put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai. We have the savings and we have the Hyundais. Come down and take advantage of this great opportunity with Hyundai and Northwood Hyundai. Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Fortuna is among the cities looking at the budget for next year. They're hard at work at the new budget. City Manager Regan Candelario has been talking about the process of presenting a budget to the City Council, and he says the first step is to create a draft of an ideal budget.
Here's what we ended year-end last year with, so that's our baseline now that we can confirm after our audits. Here's what we approved for this current year that we're in, and here's the status of where we're at within this current year. You know, you got $10,000 to provide this service. Right now, you've spent, you know, $7,000 of it. So you're right on schedule for that budget for this year.
He went on to provide a schedule for the budget process, including when he expects a final budget to be approved.
We go through that whole process on a schedule starting in the spring so that we can get something to the council in a draft format, hopefully the end of May, so that early June, they can be looking at a final budget saying, okay, staff, we do want you to do these.
The City Council holds its next meeting on April 7th at 6 p.m. in the Fortuna City Council Chambers. And that's the news for KINS News and Information. I'm Dave Silverbrand.